Okay, I want to record a video about a frequently asked question. I have tried everything. How do I know your program will work, right? And this is kind of, you hear that often when people don't know me, right? They just kind of stumbled upon me or a friend recommended them to me and then we're talking. And they still haven't, I've written two books, one on autism, one on longevity. And I have a podcast. I have dozens and dozens of episodes on health-related topics. So the person clearly doesn't know my approach and doesn't know that I know what I'm doing and I know what I'm talking about. So I think just I want to address the question right at its roots, right? So first of all, respectfully, I would tell you that you haven't tried everything, because if you had tried everything, you would have at least found some things that at least are helping and benefiting you, and you would have figured something out along the way. Some people suffer for years without getting, you know, getting relief, getting help, improving or healing. And that just tells me that they weren't looking in the right place. They were trying, they could have been trying everything in a very sort of fixed universe, okay? But in any case, if someone tells me they've tried everything, that's already a red flag. So it means the practitioners guiding them didn't know what the hell they were doing, right? So that's a red flag. Or if they weren't working with a practitioner, it means they were just trying random things without any guidance. And it's like if your fridge breaks down or your car breaks down and you can't start it, are you just going to open up the boot, start tinkering, start Googling, what is this thing? What is that thing? You know, it's kind of crazy that we assume we can do that with our body when, you know, I've spent thousands, and I mean multiple thousands of hours studying this stuff, right? So I know kind of if something in my house breaks down or my car, I know immediately. I haven't put in all these thousands and thousands of hours, and I have no idea what I'm doing. So it's the same with the human body. Practitioners study for years to even begin being good at it. And then there's the whole thing of actually becoming really good at it, right? But so the biggest issue is what does I have tried everything mean for a lot of people? I know they're coming from a place of usually despondency because they have been suffering for a long time. They're feeling kind of weak and sort of just emotionally, they're a little bit run down. So I know I have tried everything is not literal, but I just want to kind of explain to you that for most people, I have tried everything. What does that mean? It means they've gone to the doctor multiple times or maybe different doctors, and their drugs that they've tried, multiple drugs, didn't help. And then they have tried certain like things for a little bit, like let's say if it's a sleep problem, maybe they tried ashwagandha, maybe they tried melatonin, just like really very random and sort of basic things that in all cases, whether it's from the doctor's drugs, whether it's random things you Google yourself, what are these things usually? Most often these are symptom masking tactics. So they try to reduce the symptom. Let's say it's anxiety, you know, valerian or benzodiazepines or, you know, meditation. So these are things that are trying to reduce the symptom. And this is the whole thing that I'm trying to explain to people, is that the symptom up here is the result of dysfunction and imbalances deeper down in the body. And not one person that I have spoken to so far has told me, yeah, so I started investigating the underlying causes of my problem and I just need help addressing the root causes better. I haven't been able to figure out how to address the root causes better, right? No, not one person has told me that. Why? It's because almost everybody is taught by this conventional medical system that when you have a problem, a headache, you need to reduce the pain. The pain is a symptom. The symptom arises out of because of many causes, like a skin problem. Like you can get a cream for your skin problem, right? So you can tell me I've tried 1,000 different creams for my skin problem. And I'm going to tell you, well, you've tried 1,000 things, but you haven't tried one thing that actually is going to help, right? It's similar with lab testing. So I've spoken to people with like autoimmune conditions and various other sort of things. And they'll tell me, or I'll ask them, have you done any lab work to kind of investigate further? And they'll tell me, oh, I've done loads over the years. And then when I start prodding and poking and asking questions, they haven't done any of the lab tests that we do. These are tests that actually tell us what's contributing to the imbalances, to the root causes of the problems, right? So they've never done that. And usually the tests that doctors run, they're very sort of basic blood work. And a lot of blood work is difficult to actually use to discover sort of sources of chronic health problems, because the blood is sort of, the body keeps the blood in very tight ranges at the expense of the tissues, right? So you will sacrifice health elsewhere in the body to maintain homeostasis in the blood, because that's very important for the whole body, right? So a lot of the tests, most of the tests people have done are, I want to say, next to useless, right? So, and then the other thing that people tell me that they've tried is they've tried improving their diet, and then what that often means is they eat less processed foods, but for many people, improving the diet means eating more vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. And as I've discussed ad nauseum on my podcast, you know, you can be an entirely super healthy, thriving human being without any vegetables in your diet. And you can be very, very unhealthy and eat a lot of vegetables and fiber and stuff like that. So a lot of people, not only haven't they tried anything worth trying really, or they've tried a bunch of different things for a very short period of time, right? That's the other thing, right? You can try something for a week, but what if you had to do that for a year or 6 months, right? Certain things you cannot expect, because again, we're not working at the symptom level here, right? Yes, we've been trained like a painkiller will stop your headache maybe within like an hour, and that's amazing in those cases. But we've been trained that when you have a problem, it will be fixed like that. But the problem is that that fix that's like that is just masking the symptom, reducing the intensity of the symptom for a while, and then meanwhile over here there's a fire underneath, and that fire keeps burning and causing damage and whatever else, right? So the solution, not the sort of short-sighted solution that's let me just feel better for a day or two, the true solution to completely resolving this problem up here is to maybe not even touch this problem, right? In most cases you don't even want to do anything specifically for that symptom, right? That's the doctor's job, and we can see how good of a job they're doing with that, right? What you want to do is underneath here, where the causal factors lie, is you want to do some investigation and address these things. And this is what people need help with. And if you tell me you've tried this on the call, and you explain to me what you've tried, what testing you did, I can then say, okay, well, maybe you haven't exhausted all of your options. Maybe that was actually not specifically good. But I don't even think we're going to have this conversation, right? I think we are going to have to educate you on why those things that you tried didn't work, why my way works. And I've already sort of started that process. So I hope that when we do our intro call, we can start thinking more about true long-term solutions, rather than I have to sort of convince you why my thing works and why the other things that you've tried didn't work, right? So let me just see if there's anything else I wanted to cover here. Nope, that's it. So great. So looking forward to our call together.